The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning. No, it's not Good Friday. 7:01 a.m. Central where we're at. And, of course, the Power Mall opens in 59 minutes from now. For those of you that want to talk to a live human being at 877-817-9829, because that's what keeps us on the air. We're 100% reader-supported platform. That's for those of you that access us through the Internet. For those of you listening to us through the Rick Satellite USA, you should know that another system was donated, so we're going to have another one to give away. And for those of you listeners out there that know what you have to do, it's pretty easy. You got to send a letter by snail mail or by email. And you can send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com if you have internet. Many of you don't have internet. Many of you had internet but just don't like to use it. Well, this is a good reason why you do this. Use your internet, email us at support@thepowerhour.com, send us a letter on why you would like this dish system from Rick Satellite USA.com. And Rick will read these things, and if he's most impressed by your commentary and your diatribe and whatever your conversation, and he thinks that you're deserving of it, then you get it. And we're going to call you, so make sure to put your phone number, your name and address, because he wants to call you. Rick will. Before he gives it to you, he wants to find out if you can use it or not. So if you're living way up in the middle of the boonies somewhere out in the woods, you got a little underground bunker, well, it's not going to work for you. It's funny I mentioned underground bunker. Yeah, that's because all the rich people are building them. The rich folk are building them. Yeah. They got to be around here to procreate, you know, the little bunch of little Hitlers. They got to be out here to procreate after all of it's said and done. Power Hour, by the way, has made the Power 50 on TalkStream Live 12th year in a row. I know. Can I pat us on the back for that? No, I guess I can. You can help boost our numbers on TalkStream Live by simply going to TalkStreamLive.com and downloading the app and listening to us on your smartphone. You can listen to the Power Hour live by phone through TalkStream Live as well. And there is a phone number if you're writing it down. Of course, if you don't have your pen and paper, I've all told you before, Bonzi ein Fader, you know, where's your pen in German? I told you before, you got to have one if you're going to listen to this show because you're going to have to write down stuff. Stuff's going to hit you in the face and, whoa, what was that? Then you got to go listen to the rebroadcast to get the number. 717-528-3960. We also have the replay on the podcast line at 641-793-9840-9840. Talk slow, because I know you can't write fast, right? I'm having fun with you. I mean, some people it's Feel Good Friday. Other people it's TGIF. The government is insert your own expletive. Boy, I tell you what, with the Tucker interview, I watched the whole 2 hours and 7 minutes of it last night. We'll reflect on that here in a bit. Strauss Naturals and Grown by Nature products are 10% off this week at the Power Mall in honor of Heart Health Month. The Strauss Heart Drops also feature a free book with heart drop orders. Beating Heart Disease is what it's called. Because when we take care of our hearts as part of our self-care, we set an example to others. We also are taking pre-orders at 10% off for the Gresca Carbon 60. It's 45-day supply and a dropper. And, of course, Rife machines are now available. I had a wonderful interview with Michelle Michaels yesterday about the Rife machines. Goes into great detail. We'll be playing that here soon. here on the Power Hour. And, of course, the Reich machines and everything else you buy from thepowermall.com keep Power Hour on the air. When you're not buying stuff, that means the chances are greater that when you tune on your radio or you listen by phone or call, you're not going to hear anything because we're not going to be on the radio anymore, if you get my drift. I understand it was a business decision to get rid of shortwave, and I know you're all cussing us for that. And we get requests every so often, and I got a comment on this. We get comments from folks that basically think that our choice of guests on the show are demeaning and degrading, and they just can't believe we would do such a thing. Well, I'm not going to apologize for any of it. You know, we have people on the show, and like I said, you have the opportunity to get on your bloody phone and call the show. We have a toll-free number. 844-769-2944, for crying out loud. Now, if you have a problem with the guest and you want to challenge them, it's happened on the show twice already. We've had guests get cranky and hang up on us and everything else. It means you can't handle the truth. That means you don't, you know, you can't handle anything. You can't handle criticism. See, this is typical of, you know, but here's the thing. You got to understand points of view. Everybody's got one. Everybody has an opinion. And if you don't like what somebody is saying, then call up and call them on it. If you think, you know, like Conrad Black yesterday, you know, Lord Black. Yeah. I mean, the guy, yeah, so what? Yeah, we got complaints on his appearance here yesterday. All right, whatever. He was a newspaper publisher. And, you know, I called him out on the fact that, you know, we've gotten away from journalism. He even admitted it. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear his side of it. I know he's conservative, which means he's going to either, he's not alt-right. I can tell you that right now. He doesn't think the way we do. But see, the thing is you can't tell him unless you call up that you disagree with what he's saying. So, you know, here's the other thing. The other aspect to this whole thing is, look, if you want us to censor all of our guests, we're no better than mainstream media. Do you get that? Understand what the First Amendment entitles you to do, freedom of speech. Now, if you were to call this show and I was to go, you know what? Screw you. I don't care about your opinion. And I hung up on you. You'd feel pretty, well, I'm sorry, pissed off, wouldn't you? See, I'm not here to censor your speech. We have a First Amendment. That's what it's all about, the Constitution. We talk about it on the show. I mean, even Joe Kelly says that. We talk about the Constitution. You have a right to say what you think. And, you know, we're not saying walk into a crowded theater and yell fire here. We're saying, look, be responsible. And if you don't like the guest, I get it. You're going to write us at support@thepowermall.com and complain about it. You know, I don't consider anything degrading and demeaning. I'm sorry. I'm not going to take issue with that comment. You know, whether you're from Canada or not, and you think the guy's a retard or whatever, I don't care. The fact is he's entitled to his freedom of speech just like you are. And like I said, we start censoring and start saying, oh, no, we don't want that guest on here. You know, hey, if we have somebody on here you don't like, and we've already had people on here you don't like, you called up and you took him at his word. You let him have it, and he couldn't handle it, and he hung up, right? You see, we're going to get people like that you disagree with. It's okay. That's what freedom of speech is all about. You have a right to protest. You have a right to call the show and say, I disagree with that guest and what he said. But I want to know why. Well, I don't like his attitude. I don't like his demeanor. I don't like the fact he's, you know, just a conservative. He's a moderate. He's a... No, I want to know what he said you disagreed with and why you disagree with it. See, that's what freedom of speech is. It's logic. It's thought. That's why we have the show. So, you know, I understand constructive criticism completely, but I don't consider having a guest on that says stuff you don't agree with to be demeaning or degrading for the show. It means that he had an opportunity to come on, and he had a book out. He had a book out that was talking about ancient history because of research he did. Now, you know, you don't have to buy his book, but like I said, if you got a problem with a guest, for crying out loud, pick up the phone and call up and let us know why. You know, let them have both barrels. Come on. We're not a bunch of wimps. Our listeners are pretty damn well informed, I'll tell you. They really are. You know, a lot of them care about the show and care about keeping us on the air, because if they didn't, we wouldn't be here. Because they donate heavily, and we appreciate that. You know, we appreciate the fact you respect the First Amendment, and you have a right to call up and voice your opinion, okay? So we have a prayer request tab on thepowerhour.com. If you click the community tab, prayer request is there. And, of course, we still have Nicole in Florida, the mother of two boys, wife, and business owner, who's got multiple myeloma cancer that is metastasizing. And wants you to keep her in your prayers. So there you have it. Danielle Baker, we anticipate, will be joining us at the bottom of next hour. She was injured by her two Pfizer shots. She is a registered nurse. She was coerced by her employer to take the shots. Now she's got transverse myelitis. That's inflammation of the spinal cord. It's painful. She was an active registered nurse in certified hospice and palliative care for 20 years, loved her job. Then she was coerced into taking the jab. It's her employer that's to blame for this. He's the retard. She couldn't afford to lose her job, so she reluctantly took him, and this is what happened. 2.5 weeks after her second shot, she became completely disabled. We're going to get into that with her. And if you got a bone to pick with, why did you take the jab? Why did you just quit your job? You can call up and let her have both barrels. I kind of feel sorry for people that, you know, I know people that were forced to take it. I know people who, my neighbor across the street, ex-Seattle police officer, said, you have to take the jab. Nope, sorry. They quit. You see, you had that option. You could have gotten a job somewhere else. Do you know how much nurses is in big demand right now? Because the healthcare profession sucks. And I think we all know that, even though we have to put out these disclaimers because of the FDA and the CDC and all these government regulators out there that like to nitpick and take issue with us. Well, I'm sorry for you people. Nobody trusts you anymore. You liars. Now I want to get into the thing with Tucker Carlson. He did succeed in interviewing Vladimir Putin, and I was on watching that interview for the 2 hours and 7 minutes it was on. And I'll tell you what I thought of the interview after we play a little bit. We have an excerpt from the interview I want you to hear, because many of you do not have the internet and can't go to TuckerCarlson.com. And we also have a link to the transcript if you have internet, and a lot of you don't, so... You know, you're basically going to have to take our word for it. You're going to have to go somewhere where you can go to TuckerCarlson.com and watch it. And then you make your own decision. But here's a little clip that we got off of the internet. They were reposting parts of it, but I want you to hear what was said, and then we'll discuss it.
In the Tucker Putin interview, President Putin explained how Russia has sought peace with the West ever since the fall of the Soviet Union. I recommend watching the entire interview. But here is my short edit.
After 1991, when Russia expected that it would be welcomed into the brotherly family of civilized nations, nothing like this happened. Yeltsin came to the United States. Remember, he spoke in Congress and said the good words. God bless America. Everything he said were signals. Let us in. Yeltsin was immediately dragged through the mud, accused of alcoholism. Of understanding nothing, of knowing nothing. He understood everything, I assure you. I became president in 2000. I thought, okay, the Yugoslav issue is over, but we should try to restore relations. Let's reopen the door that Russia had tried to go through. At a meeting here in the Kremlin with the outgoing president Bill Clinton, right here in the next room, I said to him, I asked him, Bill, do you think if Russia asked to join NATO, do you think it would happen? Suddenly he said, you know, it's interesting. I think so. But in the evening, when we met for dinner, he said, you know, I've talked to my team. No, it's not possible now. I repeatedly raised the issue that the United States should not support separatism or terrorism in the North Caucasus. But they continue to do it anyway. I once raised this issue with my colleague, also the President of the United States. He says, it's impossible. Do you have proof? I said, yes. I was prepared for this conversation, and I gave him that proof. He looked at it, and you know what he said? I apologize, but that's what happened. The CIA replied, we have been working with the opposition in Russia. We believe that this is the right thing to do, and we will keep on doing it. The third moment is a very important one. It's the moment when the U.S. missile defense system was created. I had a very serious conversation with President Bush and his team. I proposed that the United States, Russia, and Europe jointly create a missile defense system, but our proposal was declined. That's a fact. It was right then when I said, look, but then we will be forced to take countermeasures. And now I come to the main thing. They have come to the Ukraine, ultimately. In 2008, at the summit in Bucharest, they declared that the doors for Ukraine and Georgia to join NATO were open. Viktor Yanukovych came to power, and how? The first time he won after President Kuchma, they organized a third round, which is not provided for in the Constitution of Ukraine. This is a coup d'etat. The U.S. supported it, and the winner of the third round came to power. In 2014, there was a coup. They started persecuting those who did not accept the coup, and it was indeed a coup. They created a threat to Crimea, which we had to take under our protection. They launched the war in Donbas in 2014 with the use of aircraft and artillery against civilians. We would have never considered to even lift a finger if it hadn't been for the bloody developments on Maidan. It was they who started the war in 2014. Our goal is to stop this war. And we did not start this war in 2022. This is an attempt to stop it. Wouldn't it be better to negotiate with Russia? Make an agreement? Already understanding the situation that is developing today? Realizing that Russia will fight for its interests to the end? Listen, you have said that the world is breaking into two hemispheres. A human brain is divided into two hemispheres. One is responsible for one type of activities, the other one is more about creativity and so on. But it is still one and the same head. The world should be a single whole. Security should be shared rather than meant for the golden billion. That is the only scenario where the world could be stable, sustainable, and predictable. Until then, while the head is split in two parts, it is an illness, a serious adverse condition. It is a period of severe disease that the world is going through now.
See the whole thing at TuckerCarlson.com.
So there you have it. That's just a little excerpt. So you can see, boy, Putin's a bad guy. You see, this is why they didn't want Tucker Carlson going over there. Because they didn't want Putin to, and I'm going to tell you, this is the way, after watching this two-hour video last night, because as soon as we got word that it was on, we went immediately to the internet, dialed up TuckerCarlson.com and watched it. Don't know how many of you watched it, but I'll tell you, if you want to call the show and chime in with your opinion, that's why our phone line is open, 844-769-2944. The left-wing media over here made a huge, crazed reaction over this thing. And, of course, yesterday we were telling you that the EU wanted to sanction Tucker Carlson. You know, the EU is all part of, it's like an extension of the United States. And here's the questions I ask. Why does the United States have 750 bases, military bases all over the world? Because it wants to be world cop. They're using your tax dollars to go over and try to keep the peace because the United States has convinced its citizens that there's a good guy and a bad guy. And the United States is the good guy, and Russia and China and everybody that we don't agree with is the bad guy. Everybody that doesn't want democracy and doesn't want total world control and domination. I mean, when Bush opened his mouth and went, New World Order, read my lips, New World Order. You know, when he did that, you know, people started waking up and going, wait a minute. Now we got this UN treaty out there. They got a treaty set up. They don't even call it that. It's an agreement. This WHO pandemic agreement. And, you know, these are things that are being reported now in the media, and nobody wants to talk about it. But it doesn't require Senate approval. This agreement, they figured out a way to bypass our United States Senate, and just the wacko Biden, who, of course, Ben-Hur is not going to prosecute. Yeah, you know, special counsel has come out and said he's not going to prosecute for all this classified documents. And, well, Biden's mental acuity is not there anymore, so it's like talking to a nutball. It wouldn't be worth prosecuting him. And, of course, you know, we'll get to that, what happened with the backlash on that one, because they're not going to hold him accountable. He's not going to be held criminally liable for having all these classified documents laying next to his Corvette in his garage. Now everybody's screaming, what about the 25th Amendment, since he's that much of a nutball? Why is he still in office? So I'm just like, no, that's not a nervous laugh. It's ridiculousness. Why that man is still there? I mean, what more damage could Harris do that Biden hasn't already done? I mean, they'll turn around and they'll sign that damned agreement. And here's what we, the people, have to do. Understand that WHO agreement, that they're going to have complete pandemic control and establish a worldwide global emergency. And what we say goes, and I tell the UN and the WHO, which is a subset, to F off. We, you know, that treaty that they want to sign, that agreement they want to sign, that is by somebody who is president of the United States of America, Inc. The 10 square mile area, D.C., Inc. That's good enough for them. The rest of the 50 states, you can just tell the UN to go piss up a drain pipe. That's just the way it is. Now, if you this Putin interview, we broke it down online on our email blast for you, because, see, here's what happened. And Rush, you know, my take on this whole thing was that Tucker might have been just a little bit. Either he was intimidated, he was out of his league, he was walking on eggshells. I mean, you watch it and you decide, all right? Because he was, his questions were carefully constructed, and he was asking in multiples and trying to keep a pleasant demeanor so Putin wouldn't get up and walk out of the interview, because it looked like Putin was annoyed at one of the interruptions. And he said, look, are we going to have a serious conversation here or what? Oh, yeah, we're going to have a serious conversation. See, Putin's answers were very guarded. He's a politician. Of course they are. But the thing is that he did not say and threaten, like, you know, whatever happened with former Russian President Medvedev. He sent a mixed message, what looks like it was intended for NATO, warning Russia has no choice but to unleash nuclear apocalypse if attacked by NATO. See, this was directed at NATO. And see, when you got down into, and this is the first half hour of the 2-hour interview, Putin insisted on giving Carlson a history of Russia and Ukraine. And he even gave Carlson a dossier. I mean, that thing was probably an inch thick folder in a packet, and gave it to Carlson. What other Soviet premier gives an American journalist a complete dossier of Russian history? I guarantee it wasn't a bunch of naked pictures of Carlson and his wife having sex by some Russian spy infiltrating his home. I guarantee you that's not what it was. He was trying to lay the groundwork for a peaceful conversation. And see, Tucker brought up NATO expansion. He brought up Bill Clinton. He brought up Ukraine. He brought up what triggered the conflict in Ukraine. And see, what Russia was doing, because of the history lesson that Putin very carefully crafted and laid out, Putin basically is saying, look, here's the way it is. We had a duty to protect our citizenry. The citizens were Russians. All those people in the Donbas region and Crimea and all these other places, they're Russian citizens, as far as we're concerned. They speak Russian. They live like Russians do. And when Zelensky came to power and started slaughtering all these citizens of these various regions close to our border, well, we felt compelled to interject. And he described it as a civil war. And then, of course, the United States of America got involved in it. And there were apparently an agreement at Minsk that Putin talked about. And he said that basically Zelensky was going to sign it and then backed off at the insistence of Boris Johnson. He said, Boris, he pointed a finger right at Boris and said, look, he's not in power anymore. Now look what we got. He told Zelensky, no, don't sign that thing. Don't bother doing this. You know, and ever since then, here we have a Congress that's going out and all these rhinos who like war because their defense contract stocks they have are going to really get, you know, they're going to enrich themselves. And they want to push this thing, just like Nikki Haley. Lex Green just wrote a great article, which we've included on our email blast about Nikki Haley and the takeaways on that, or plot to destroy the United States. You know, if you get a warmonger out there that pushes too hard, that this is when you get mutual assured destruction. And it will start with NATO. NATO will get destroyed first. They'll get the first round of nuclear warheads. And then after that, the United States will be obligated under Article 5 to go in and retaliate. And when that happens, now we got mutual assured destruction, and you can all thank your little wonderful commie pigs in Congress for starting it. You know, because they want socialism in America. That's what the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans want. They want socialism. They're willing to go along with anything as long as they get control and they can tell you, we the people, what to do. And this, even if it was a guarded interview, it didn't look anything like Putin wanted trouble. Putin did not. He wanted to reestablish communication with the U.S. He was very, very candid about AI, wanted to restrict it, didn't think it was right. He said Elon Musk is going to do what Elon Musk is going to do. And Tucker even offered to take imprisoned American journalist Evan Gershkovitz home with him if they would let him out. They will make arrangements to bring him home. There are apparently two American journalists that have been imprisoned over there for spying. It's what they're alleging, espionage. And Gershkovitz apparently was caught red-handed at the time that he was there. That's what Putin asserted, but he didn't want to go into detail on it. Like I said, it was very guarded. His answers were guarded and very structured. And it looked like Carlson was having a little bit of an issue with it because it was nothing like the interview that Carlson did with Viktor Orban down in Hungary. Those two were like two peas in a pod. This was, you know, first journalist. And I mean, the thing is that what Putin was trying to do is demonstrate why Ukraine was happening from a Russian point of view. The United States does not want to hear it. The United States want to paint Putin as the bad guy. They want to destroy Russia. They want to, if they have their way. And see, here's the thing about wacko Biden. He's got the nuclear launch codes. It's no wonder everybody wants him out. All the GOP is screaming bloody murder. But here you have a Russian premier that is basically saying, hey, we're trying to reestablish peace here. We want the United States to back out of Ukraine. Let us go in there and deal with it. It was a satellite, according to history, which is why he laid it out. He said it's a satellite. And so this is, you know, why they had the conversation, why Tucker got the history lesson. We'll be back with more of this conversation and your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this Friday. Yeah. And of course, you know, I really believe, before we go to the phones here, thanks for holding, by the way, all you guests that are holding right now. We have the right to understand how Russia thinks about all of this and why they're there. Why did they attack Ukraine? See, they're blaming, and I'm talking about the Western media, is blaming Putin and trying to make him look like the bad guy. They got to keep up that narrative. And by God, you wonder why everybody was so upset because Tucker was granted an interview with Putin? Because Tucker was out trying to find out if the narrative was different from what Western media was portraying. He was trying to get to the truth of the matter. And basically what Putin said was, this is a civil war. We're trying to protect our region. We did not start this, but we're going to finish it. You people need to just back off and let us deal with Zelensky, because he started murdering all of his own citizens and bombing the Donbass region and Crimea. And I mean, he said it. And then, of course, Boris showed up. Messy hair Boris Johnson showed up and said, no, don't sign any accords with them. Keep fighting. So who's egging who on here? You see, that's what the Western media and the governments and Europe and the EU did not want Tucker over there interviewing Putin, because the narrative would be shifted. Yeah, Tucker's going to get his 2 hours of fame. But the thing is, he's the only Western journalist since this war started to get an interview with Putin, because Putin and the Russian media love Tucker Carlson because he wants to dig down and get at the truth. Now, were the questions that Tucker posited screened in advance? Oh, you bet they were. This thing was probably sanitized. I know a lot of you are probably thinking that. But just understand something. Hell or high water, Putin was going to get the word out that they don't want a full-scale war with the West. They want peace with the West. They think all this garbage, you know, and not only that, but when Tucker asked him about who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, they basically, Putin said, no, it wasn't us. Why would we do that? It had to be somebody that had a reason for it and had the means to do it. So then you now see he made sense politically. Because everybody wanted to blame Russia. You know the Western, what Western media wanted to do. Russia's always got to be the nemesis, always got to be the bad guy. This is not what Putin communicated, even though this interview was structured. I don't believe that he was sitting there trying to tell Carlson, turn the other cheek, just wait, we're going to blow you to kingdom come. Give us a reason. This is what former president, Russian president Medvedev said. We're going to use nuclear apocalypse if NATO comes at us. Russia has no choice. This is not what Putin said. This is what former Russian President Medvedev said. You see, there's always this tit for tat counter, you know, counterplay. Got to counterbalance something. No, we don't want war, Putin says. But Medvedev says, oh, yeah, well, we'll do it if we have to. You know, see, they've already been told, Russia's already been told by Clinton, you're not going to get to join NATO. All right, fine. Got to be a peaceful solution somewhere, because, you know, having all this nuclear deterrent, detente and salt talks and everything else, it's what it is. All right. But the thing is that Tucker was there to try to find out if what Western media was reporting was true or whether or not it was nothing but propaganda. And that's what it looks like. Now, is Putin completely without fault? Most of us would probably agree no, because it looked to me like the interview and the responses Carlson was getting, it was very guarded and very structured, something that Tucker's not used to. He's used to having these, no matter of fact, frank conversations, all friendly, like he did with Viktor Orban. No, this was nothing like Orban's interview in Hungary. Orban welcomed him with open arms. He had nothing to hide. You see, this is the thing. Putin came from intelligence, KGB, Bush Sr., head of the CIA, New World Order. Yep, CIA. See, he and Bush Sr. got along. He even brought it up. They got along. They got along because both of them were in their intelligence communities, the head of them. They came from intelligence, so they knew what to say and when to say it. But you see, the narrative is what the CIA in this country wants it to be. And he admitted that he was told that the CIA has been trying to upset the apple cart in Eastern Europe and the Ukraine. Now, we all have different philosophies and different theories, which is why we have an open phone line, 844-769-2944. Eric in Illinois, thanks for holding.
Well, you pretty well covered. I thought that interview was great for the people that, you know, kind of like just watch Fox News and really don't know the history like some of us do, or have heard it anyway, whether we know what's right or not. And so I think that's really going to make a difference, because even the local media, like that talk. They wouldn't even say what Putin said when he, why he went into Ukraine. They wouldn't say that part. And but anyway, I was going to say I didn't agree with the guest the other day either, but I didn't have a reason to call in because if somebody wants to call in and ask someone, I think they just let us. If they ask a question and they give an answer, I just leave it at that. You know, don't have another call in and then slam dunk the rebuttal because, you know, those people, I mean, they're not everybody's going to be where we are as far as what we think we know. And the New World Order, I think we need a New World Order. And that missile defense, I think all countries ought to be able to have a missile defense. But why don't we make it so that only the countries that are involved in that are the ones that give every citizen in their countries the Bill of Rights, you know? Let everybody have a gun. If you can do that with your people in your country, yeah, you'd be part of our group. How's that?
Well, I mean, I see where that works in the United States of America, but the Constitution here basically imposes that idea and puts that idea out there. Russia doesn't have the same kind of constitution. They were a USSR at one time, Soviet Socialist Republics. So, yeah, they don't quite see eye to eye, but their citizens and Russian media, they could not say enough good things about Tucker. And like I said, I felt like after watching it that it was very guarded, his answers. Did you get that takeaway?
Well, I just heard the little clip that you played. That's all I heard. But yeah, I would think you would be if you were over there and in that territory. You would want to keep the talk going and not offend someone. But yeah, I think he played it the best he could.
Under the circumstances, I appreciate that. Bill in Illinois, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, I was going to say that if my memory is right, that the fallout happened between Bush and Putin is when Putin arrested the oligarchs and took over the oil industry because the oligarchs were raping the country. And then Putin paid off the central bankers. If I remember right, it was around $60 billion that Russia was only in debt to. That's when the tide turned, okay, when they couldn't control their money in Russia. So, and then if you remember when Trump went over there to meet with Putin, what happened over here? Sessions gave all the power to that, what's his name? That guy that was under him in the CIA. And right away they started coming out with all these accusations against Trump. And while he was over there, the limelight press over here has to fondle everything up that Trump is trying to do in Russia to disrupt everything and cause all this baloney over here. I forgot that guy's name, but then he kind of vanished off later, too, you know. I do believe Sessions was a plant. And then, you know, this other guy was put in charge, and you know, that's what was going on. So that's
well,
my
Bill,
comment.
Yeah, Bill, I got a question. This Russia thing that was going on here, because Trump went over there and was, you know, Trump and Putin, apparently, because Putin did mention Trump in the interview last night, and he basically said that he and Trump got along. Well, they go, a Western media and the CIA can't have that. That just totally blows the narrative, because we have to have spy versus spy. We have to have a protagonist and an antagonist. I mean, what do you think about all that? I mean, the thing is, Trump was really trying to give Putin the olive branch and maintain peace with the countries in a businesslike manner. And why did the CIA have to destroy it?
Because, well, I believe this is all satanic. And I believe that they do want to destroy this country. They want to destroy the world. Satan's goal is to destroy everybody. So he uses all these, talk about useful idiots. He's the one controlling all of them. And he controls it through his the leaders that are put in place by his leaders. And he does it through money, because he's got certain control over the riches, you know, of the world. And so I believe all this goes back to that, but that, you know, people got to understand that if they believe God exists, they got to believe that Lucifer exists also, because, you know, that's the other side of the coin, you know. Well, that's the evil side. So, you know, all this is because of that. And, you know, Trump is trying to do something good. The Russians see something good. The Russians are not communists no more. The communists are the Ukraine. It's just the opposite now, and the people don't understand that. So they're using this narrative that Russia is still evil, but they're really not.
Yeah, Bill, and that's one of the reasons Tucker went over there, is to disrupt the Western media narrative. And that is why everybody's got their what's the old saying? Panties in a bunch. I appreciate your call, Bill. You're right on. You got this. You got this. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. I agree with Bill. And, you know, during the Clinton administration, when the Russian or the Soviet Union fell, I guess that was right at the end of Bush 1. But the Clinton administration, his people, you know, they just were, you know, helping these Russian oligarchs loot the system over there in former Soviet Union. And then let's look at, excuse me, all the people on both sides of the aisle, but, you know, we've heard a lot more Democrats and Republicans. But, okay, Nancy Pelosi's son, the Bidens, Mitt Romney's son, I believe, and who's the the former Secretary of State. I'm having a senior moment, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, Mary Teresa Hines, you know,
right.
His son is supposed to be making money over there, and then they're all making money off the defense industries.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, we knew that.
You know, there's a lot of dirty people in government, you know, that are just, and now they want to borrow more money. Now they probably got our great-great-grandchildren in debt.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes out of thin air for all they care.
Well, and that's true. They borrow, like I said, they spend money like a drunken sailor in a strip club. So I appreciate that, Sherry. Thanks for chiming
all
in
right.
this morning.
Bye.
You know, this is the thing, folks. Yeah, we know there's corruption in every government. And the thing is you're not going to be able to completely drain the swamp. And anybody that says they're going to drain the swamp, difficult to fathom that that's even possible, because you can't clean out every nook and cranny unless you fire every single person that works in the United States government. You're not going to clean house. I mean, every single agency would completely, by executive order, the entire lot of the United States government would have to be fired, and you'd have to start over, and it would take an entire 4 years to restructure the entire government because Congress wouldn't tolerate it, because it would upset their personal apple carts of making all this money. This is exactly what Trump is saying Nikki Haley will do. All the commentators are saying, like Screen, that Nikki Haley is going to destroy this country because all she cares about is making money off her defense contracts. I mean, this is pretty much where this argument is going. I mean, Zelensky right now, Axios is reporting, Zelensky has announced he replaced the country's top military general, Valery Zaluzhny, which is considered by many the most significant personnel shift Kiev has made since Russia invaded Ukraine. Do you see how the narrative is here? They're saying Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago. Why is that? Why do they do it? Because Zelensky is murdering his own people, and everybody knows it. But the Western media doesn't want you to buy into that. Western media wants you to think that Putin's the bad guy for invading Ukraine. The Western narrative is, and people over here don't have a clue. Now they're too busy protesting Palestine and Israel and that garbage to understand what's going on in the civil war over in Ukraine and Russia. Russia's trying to restore order in Ukraine. That's why Putin insisted in last night's interview, which was released, because that's when everybody watched it. If you did, Putin said, we wanted peace. We did not want what Zelensky was doing. There was an accord at Minsk. Zelensky refused to sign it. No, he preferred to continue doing what he was doing. He was on a power trip that pretty much was established. So Oleksandr Syrsky is now going to be leading Ukraine's armed forces. And of course, that's a very unpopular decision among Ukraine's troops, according to the Washington Post, because many Ukrainian soldiers see Syrsky as a Soviet-style commander who kept troops in Bakhmut for too long amid sustained Russian shelling. Well, again, this is a civil war. We had no business being here, but the United States and Victoria Nuland and everybody else has invaded Ukraine. They're the ones that invaded Ukraine. They've set up all this black market stuff. They got all this labs over there, bio labs, all of this stuff. You know, so the United States is at fault here. It's not just the 750 military bases, but they're spending our tax dollars to do all of this so they can upset somebody else's apple cart. Now, do you think that's a fair assessment? Tim in Michigan. Good morning, sir.
If Russia was such a deviant enemy, why did the Democrats eliminate America from becoming the number one world exporter of energy, which Europe was buying, and hand that ball over to Russia and let them take over the Golden Post? Why
good
did
question.
That happen?
So, yep, good question.
We gave them the ability to fund their own, you know, the war in Russia. It's everything's connected. I mean, I just don't see how people can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we? Why wouldn't we keep pumping oil and feeding Europe oil and fuel and make all that money instead of handing it over to our enemy? Same way with China, people. Our number one enemy who's vowed to kill us, but yet they're our biggest trading partners. Come on. Everything's connected.
You know that.
And one thing subject came up was, had it said today, what we need is majority rules. And I said, okay, 51% of the people vote that blacks need to leave the island. I said, and you're going to be for majority rule? Well, and I'm like, that's what you get with majority rule. That's why we have a republic with a constitution, because it doesn't work the other way.
Yep,
my
that's
comment
right.
for the day. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Tim. Not only that, believe it or not, you know, their federal judge has just ruled, see, because a bunch of illegal aliens filed a lawsuit against Governor Abbott and everybody else down in Texas saying their constitutional rights were violated. Excuse me, illegal aliens don't have constitutional rights. What in the hell are they filing lawsuits against our government for? They don't have any rights. They're illegal aliens. They are not U.S. citizens. They don't have the same rights we do. They have no right to file a lawsuit. This is garbage. This is our system for you. You know, when you have the special counsel, you know, Mr. Herr, Robert Herr, I call him Ben Herr because he's, you know, the guy on the carriage that gets wiped out. Yeah, he says that he doesn't charge Biden in classified docs probe. But he finds he willfully retained materials. Yeah. You see, and Trump, of course, this is now proven to be a two-tiered system of justice and unconstitutional selective prosecution. That's Trump's reaction. Everybody else is going, hey, you know, we'll invoke the 25th Amendment. The guy's got the nuclear codes. Basically, HERS report, which included stunning revelations to the deterioration of Biden's mental state, and Biden's going, and he's rip-roaring against the report, trying to defend himself, and I my son died in World War, you know, no, he didn't. You're saying, and that the guy that he misrepresents what country the premier was from, he talked to. I mean, the guy is not competent to lead the free world, according to a lot of commentators. But now Congress is getting into the act and they're saying, look, if Mary Miller from Illinois is like, look, for the safety of our nation, Biden has to resign. He couldn't remember the basic facts about his life. He's not competent to remain as commander-in-chief every day he remains. He puts America at risk. Well, duh. And, of course, if he won't resign, she said the cabinet has to invoke the 25th Amendment. You know, and Mike Lee even agreed. He's unfit for office, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, here's the report that says he's got a mental problem. This is special counsel. We're not going to charge him because he's got a mental problem. That's their excuse. And Biden's out there trying to defend himself. Why would anybody vote for a nut job for another 4 years of this? Why would they? Just like the Pennsylvania postal worker who told Project Veritas he overheard officials talking about backdating ballots in Pennsylvania in 2020. And now he's recanted it because they got sued for defamation. How? Makes you wonder. Was he paid off? Was he silenced? What? Besides the lawsuit? Did somebody threaten him? Postal worker said, you know, now he's recanting. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Well, he started a you-know-what storm. Pretty crazy. By the way, in Nevada, Trump got 99.1% of the caucus votes. Ryan Binkley got 0.9. And the Supreme Court, of course, heard 2 hours of arguments Thursday. Yeah, 6 Colorado voters trying to deny their fellow countrymen the opportunity to vote for Republican frontrunner in the 2024 election. Jason Murray, the Denver lawyer representing the 6 voters, struggled to make a case for Trump's disqualification, ostensibly tripping over himself. And I mean, the justices went after him, and it wasn't pretty. I don't think they're going to win this thing. I think Colorado's going to have to keep Trump on the ballot, and so is Maine, and so is every other state. Yep. I'm going to get into the key takeaways from the discussions at the nation's highest court. Take more of your phone calls. Appreciate your holding. We'll be right back with your calls and more commentary after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.